Chapter 9. The Death of Beleg. Beleg sought among the dead for Turin to bury him, but he could not discover his body. He knew then that Hurin's son was still alive and taken to Angband. But he remained perforce in Bar-en Dunwith until his wounds were healed. He set out then with little hope to try to find the trail of the orcs, and he came upon their tracks near the crossings of Teiglin. There they divided, some passing along the eaves of the forest of Brethil towards the ford of Brithiach, while others turned away westwards. And it seemed plain to Beleg that he must follow those that went direct with greatest speed to Angband, making for the pass of Annach. Therefore he journeyed on through Dimbar and up to the pass of Annach in Ered Gorgoroth, the mountains of terror, and so to the highlands of Taur Nufuin, the forest under night, a region of dread and dark enchantment, of wandering and despair. Benighted in that evil land, it chanced that Beleg saw a small light among the trees, and going towards it he found an elf lying asleep beneath a great dead tree. Beside his head was a lamp, from which the covering had slipped off. Then Beleg woke the sleeper and gave him lembas, and asked him what fate had brought him to this terrible place, and he named himself Gwyndor, son of Gwylin. Grieving, Beleg looked at him, for Gwyndor was but a bent and timid shadow of his former shape and mood, when in the battle of unnumbered tears that lord of Nargothrond rode to the very doors of Angband, and there was taken. For few of the Noldor whom Morgoth took captive were put to death because of their skill in mining for metals and gems, and Gwyndor was not slain, but put to labour in the mines of the north. These Noldor possessed many of the Feanorian lamps, which were crystals hung in a fine chain net, the crystals being ever shining with an inner blue radiance marvellous for finding the way in the darkness of night or in tunnels. Of these lamps they themselves did not know the secret. Many of the mining elves thus escaped from the darkness of the mines, for they were able to bore their way out. But Gwyndor received a small sword from one who worked in the forges, and when working in a stone gang, turned suddenly on the guards. He escaped, but with one hand cut off, and now he lay exhausted under the great pines of Taur Nufuin.